What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Mikey, from the Mikey Creator Podcast. We are in my living room right now, using my phone because, you know, what I had, my setup was in my attic. Well, in quote-unquote attic, but it's just a big room, a big, huge room on the third floor of my house. And, you know, it's gotten a little bit hot, a little bit steamy up there, even with the ACs and stuff. So, anywho, wanted to do an episode today. Told you guys I was going to have some news in the past couple of days. It should have been done, but I've been just going around and, you know, trying to shoot some photos and, you know, calling and going around different, you know, companies and businesses to, you know, just grow my portfolio as far as being a photographer, specifically like, you know, food photography and trying to do car photography as well. So, you know, we're trying to do that within the next week or so as well. Excuse me. You know what sucks? Just feeling it right now. You know, you eat something and it's like your heart feels like it's racing like 1,000 beats per minute. And it's like that burp. You know, you got to burp in order for you to like that gas. And it sucks. But anyways, back to what we were saying. We were talking about. So yeah, it's been a busy week. And next week is going to be super busy too. Tomorrow, going to a cafe early to take some shots. Hopefully talk to the manager. Last time I called, I called about 13 cafes within the area and another town, city, about 50 minutes from where I live. Two of them said they had somebody. One of them gave me an email for their manager, and the other one was a text message. So it was the owner, told me to text her. So this other cafe that's moving in about 2 weeks, I think, sent me an email. And so I'm going to follow up with her when they move to the new location, which is real close to where I live as well. So I'm hoping to work with them and hopefully hear back from those other two. But the rest that I called, I'm thinking of just going out next week and just hitting up pretty much all the other cafes that I'm not going to hit up, that I, you know, did hit up this week. So next week I'm going to go and, you know, hit up those cafes and hopefully in person, you know, they'll be able to give me a shot to, you know, maybe work with them a couple projects here and there. Yeah, so tomorrow I'm doing that, going to the cafe, hopefully speak to the manager, take some photos, grab some coffee and maybe a pastry here and there, depending on what they have, just to get some shots and put some, photos up on my new Instagram page for food photography. So super excited for that Saturday. I'm going from 8 to 3. I'm hitting up this this local shop where this Hispanic shop where they do a lot of ice cream, you know, type of customization stuff. And they also sell food too. So pretty much just hit them up on Facebook. And they were like, yeah, we love that. You know, we love to. We're open from 8 to 3. So, you know, just hit them up, hit them back up just to see what time they want me to go in. So I'm waiting for them. But nonetheless, if I don't hear from them, I'll be there 8 o'clock sharp and just ready to take some photos, you know, and have some food photography under my belt, my portfolio. So, just a lot I'm trying to do with food photography, car photography, slash detailing. Got these two companies here I'm trying to work with. This one dude, hopefully we're getting some jobs done with Lamborghini and Ferrari. So hopefully get some shots of those. You know, eventually be able to do more portraits. I've been doing portraits of, you know, my kids and within the next week. I'm hoping to do a portrait with this dude. And yeah, just keep on trying to grow my portfolio in all these different fields. And then last but not least, be able to then get me a lens or two for wildlife photography and grow in that field as well. Just trying to dabble in what I'm passionate about and what I love. There's a lot of photography that I just, you know, not a big fan of, you know, like product photography is cool, but just isn't as something that I want to do, you know, if it was to consist of doing it continuously, like the other ones, like the other fields, and you know, weddings, like I did my first wedding photography gig last year, and I just don't like it, you know, I just don't like it, it's just, it's you and maybe somebody else, but it's still like, it's a lot of stress. It's very quick. It's not very behind the scenes like a videographer. So definitely weddings aren't in my belt unless, you know, it is a big paying wedding, you know, then money talks. But other than that, I got tagged in a post in this city. That's about 40 minutes, about 35 minutes, actually. Harrisburg, PA. Some guys running for mayor, and he was looking for a videographer. So it said a couple 5-minute videos. So not sure as far as like the videos and how many he'd like, but I got a phone call with him tomorrow. And hopefully, you know, the prices, you know, will be good, and it'll be my first time doing what I think he like is promotional marketing type of video. So you know, I'm hoping that it could be a good job, so in that way, with that work, I mean, easily I could buy my gear that I'm renting out right now. So yeah, but other than that, guys, it's just been busy trying to grow my portfolio in that field, and finishing up this wedding tomorrow that I filmed in June, and then start on the other one to finish by the end of September, and just every week just trying to hit up local businesses and you know, shooting in town here to then send to the local you know, merchandiser and you know, the people who just deal with any photos within the city and the city council. So just doing a lot of content. And speaking of content, that's what I'm going to talk about today. Today we're talking about the GoPro 10. It just came out, Hero 10 Black. And, you know, I'm super pumped. I'm super pumped because, I mean, it's a big step. It's not like iPhone, right? The new iPhone that came out, which I'll talk about in the next episode, to let you guys know about the comparisons and what's new and what's not new. This is big. I mean, it's a big differences with this one and the GoPro 9, which I have. GoPro 9. But, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to purchase this one, even though it'll be the same price for the accessories bundle, since I am a GoPro subscriber. So, still a good deal. And I'm also selling my Osmo Mobile 4, which the Osmo Mobile 5 came out. I also am not sure if I'm going to be shooting a lot of mobile photography, videography anymore. Just because I'm, you know, now dabbling a lot with my Sony camera. So, not sure. It's just something else. You know, there's two episodes that I want to talk about, which is the Osmo Mobile 5. And the new iPhones that came out. But today we're talking about GoPros. The GoPros, the bundle, of course, the Hero 10 Black, is just the Hero 10 Black. Which does come with, of course, the battery. But then you have the bundle. The bundle, which is going to come with a spare battery, the Shorty tripod, magnetic swivel clip, a 32 gig card, and of course the camera case. They have a new GP2 processor, which of course, you know, with the 9, it wasn't slow at all, in my opinion. But now with this new processor, it's going to make it a lot quicker for pretty much everything. It's now shooting in 5.3K 60. Like, I think, yeah, the GoPro 9, 5K 30. And now it's 5K 60, which is insane if you want to shoot slow-mo. And speaking of slow-mo, you're now able to do 4K 120. 4K 120. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, let me see here. Just looking at the specs. Let me see here. I mean, it looks amazing. Looks great. Let me see here. Yeah. So 4K 120, 5.3K 60. With 90.6 megapixel frame grabs from video. That's insane. Just to take a frame, you know, for like a screenshot for your YouTube video, like 19 megapixels. Like, that's insane. Hyper smooth 4.0 stabilization. Insanity. I've seen footage and it looks insane. Waterproof, still 33 feet, which of course, even, you know, it's, you know, the 33 feet is enough for anybody who goes to lakes, who anybody who goes to pools, unless you're going to go into the deep ocean and stuff like that, which of course is one of my biggest dreams to do. You know, then of course you'll be able to take your housing, but 33 feet, cloud connected as well, better low light capabilities, which is awesome. If you're, you know, I don't know how much action you want to do at night, but you know, if you want to vlog, for example. So I pretty much took care of a lot of the things. Also, 23 megapixel photos, which is, wow. It's an insanity. And that's, you know, it's a lot of improvement from last year's. Also, the design is pretty much the same. They have a bigger sensor, I believe. They have a bigger sensor. But the colors, the GoPro 10 black, where it says GoPro in the front, it's in blue, which is awesome. My favorite color, baby blue. Other than that, I mean, I believe you can also shoot 2K at 240, if I'm not mistaken. Just trying to look at the specs here. Yep. It's insane. And as someone who's, you know, getting better at photography, when you get an action camera like this, where, you know, I think I'd still just want to bring my camera, but I guess just to compare photos and maybe to just, I don't know, if you don't want to carry a lot of stuff, take this GoPro 10 and be able to vlog with it, be able to, of course, do your action stuff, be able to take photos of in the 23 megapixel format. Like, it's insane. It's insanity. And all this for $399. And if you're a subscriber, which is what, $50 I paid, $49 or whatever, a year, you know, you have the accessories bundle, you know, and all you need really is just maybe a chest mount or, you know, a head mount, which is, you know, $20, $30, $40. So not expensive at all. But the GoPro Hero 10 Black, I think I'm going to upgrade for sure. So end up also selling my Osmo Mobile 4 because, like I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to, not able to, but I just don't want to shoot mobile anymore. It's just been, tough a lot, you know, with just having kids and different things now, especially with the businesses and on having to vlog with your phone, do everything on your phone. It's been quicker using LumaFusion. Using LumaFusion, which is awesome that they have stabilization now. But at the same time, it's like I'm doing so much stuff now that just vlogging and putting on Do Not Disturb, like, you don't know what you're going to miss, you know, phone calls, opportunities. So, yeah, I think the vlogging with the phone, until I'm able to purchase, you know, my camera, is going to be no more, and it will most likely turn into just using the camera, and, you know, eventually just using also the GoPros, and just a lot of new products are coming out to be able to just not use the phone. So, other than that, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to try this out. Excited to let you guys know about it when I do get it, and kind of just rant about it. And, you know, they also have a Drain microphone. I don't think the 9 had that, which is designed to drain water. So the Drain microphone, the one, the GoPro 9, okay, it's actually the microphone, but it's designed to drain water. So pretty much it's not a door or a latch. It's a microphone that when water tries to go in, it'll, you know, drain it. Which is awesome. Wow. You learn something every day. But other than that, guys, that is the GoPro 10 Black. If you guys are looking to get a GoPro, I would say go for the 10. It looks great. The specs are amazing. So just go for the 10. Don't even go 9, 8, 7. Go for the 10. You're paying about close to the same price. I believe the GoPro 9 Black, as we're speaking, is $349. So $50 more, you're going to get the GoPro 10 with all these extra features. You know, 20 megapixel from the 9 to 23, 5K video to 5.3K, 60. I mean, HyperSmooth 4. What else? What else can you want from an action camera? So that's today's episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for the ones who are listening. A couple of listeners are listening. Thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, make sure to go to the YouTube channel, man. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe. Posted a new video, and I'm going to continue to post a lot of content throughout social media and YouTube. So thank you guys so much for the support, and I will catch you guys on another episode here on the Mikey Creator Podcast.